This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. U.S. Representative Gabe Evans began Tuesday by suggesting at a press conference that Colorado officials had failed to share critical information with federal authorities about the man suspected of the Boulder firebombing attack, namely that he tried to buy a gun last year but was denied because of his immigration status.
I can't help but wonder if this attack might have been prevented.
It turns out that Colorado did notify Homeland Security officials promptly. Months went by, but the feds took no action that might have stopped the attack. In response to that information, Evans' office said the automated notice was not enough, and Colorado's own anti-terrorism office should have investigated the man. A hailstorm in western Colorado damaged some numerous orchards in the Orchard Mesa area last week. Mesa Park Fruit Company was among those hit. Co-owner Laura Black says they lost about half their cherries.
It's just a huge bummer. I mean, my husband and our guys spend hours upon hours upon hours out here every week working these orchards and just blood, sweat, and tears into them. And to have a 10-minute hailstorm wipe out your entire year, it sucks.
Growers closer to Palisade experienced less damage from the storm. Colorado health officials announced two new cases of measles. That brings the total for the year to 14. The first involves a vaccinated child younger than 5 from El Paso County. The second is in an unvaccinated adult from Arapahoe County. Temperatures were warm into the 90s by the end of this week across the Front Range, nearing triple digits in Grand Junction by Saturday. This is CPR News at 7:06.